Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Sports betting is legal in Massachusetts. Today, the state became one of more than 30 states that have legalized the practice. WBUR's Walter Wuthman was at Encore Boston Harbor Casino in Everett this morning when the very first bets were placed.
30 people lined up at Encore's new sports betting kiosks to place their bets at 10 a.m., the moment sports betting went live. Chris DiCenzo of Arlington put $100 on the Kansas City Chiefs to win the Super Bowl.
Felt good. I've been waiting for this for a long time.
DiCenzo said he plans to come back again.
I like to just, you know, place bets, but not with, you know, not with bookies. And this way you can, you know, lose money you bring and stuff, you know?
Nearby, Matilda Bonfredeschi of Revere also put $100 on the Chiefs.
I did the money line? I have no idea.
She looked down at the paper slip the kiosk spit out to record her bet.
I believe I make $100.
State officials predict the newly legal sports betting industry will bring in between $30 and $60 million in tax revenue each year.
I think you're looking at a potential gold mine.
That's Massachusetts House Speaker Ron Mariano. He led the bill to legalize sports betting through the legislature last summer. But he lamented the fact it took the Massachusetts Gaming Commission about 6 months to write regulations and begin allowing bets.
I really think they could have gone a little faster, but obviously they erred on the side of caution and took their time and wanted to make sure there were no major mistakes. So you can't fault them for that.
For now, bettors must place sports bets at one of the state's three casinos. The Gaming Commission hopes to roll out mobile betting on apps and websites in March. Experts who study the gambling industry predict many more people will participate once they can bet on games from their phones. Some worry that will lead to more problematic gambling. UMass Amherst researcher Rachel Volberg says people should be careful when gambling for the first time and only bet what they're willing to lose.
There are some groups that we think will be vulnerable because of their lack of experience with gambling or because they're being targeted very specifically by the sports betting operators in an effort to grow the market.
But at least on Tuesday, Massachusetts' first official sports bettors were reveling in the moment. Stephen Leslie of Woburn bet on the Philadelphia Eagles to win the Super Bowl.
Kind of being, you know, the first to make a bet in part of history, right? Because it's history. With sports betting now in Massachusetts, it's a great feeling. It's pretty cool.
Leslie said he felt good about the bet for multiple reasons.
One, you could stay local, and two, you're giving the money back, you know, good or bad, to Massachusetts. And you want to, if you're giving out money, give it to the state in which you live.
Many of these enthusiastic new sports bettors will lose money on Super Bowl Sunday. But being one of the first to do it, that's a feeling money can't buy. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Walter Wuthman.
There are resources available for people struggling with compulsive gambling through Massachusetts Problem Gaming Helpline. You can visit the website gamblinghelplinema.org or call this number, 1-800-327-5050. You'll be able to speak with a trained specialist to get support.